From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. A Kansas City, Kansas man has been arrested in connection with a deadly shooting that took place Saturday in Westport, a popular Midtown Kansas City entertainment district. The shooting, fired from a sport utility vehicle traveling in the district, killed one person and injured four others. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker says 25-year-old Devin L. Carter has been charged with armed criminal action in relation to the shooting that happened around 1:30 a.m. Saturday. Prosecutors say the shooting appeared to be related to an earlier altercation that took place inside a Westport nightclub. More than 800 appeals have been filed by companies that were denied state permits to grow, sell, or distribute medical marijuana in Missouri. As part of the process to launch Missouri's new medical marijuana program, the state received 2,266 marijuana business applications filed by at least 700 different groups. The state awarded 60 licenses to grow marijuana, 86 to make marijuana-infused products, and 192 to open dispensaries. The state's Administrative Hearing Commission had received 845 appeals of denials by Friday, according to spokesperson Vicki Hale. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services has hired three outside lawyers to help the state's legal team review the appeals. The outside lawyers will each be paid up to $49,000 through 2023. Democrats in the Missouri House want to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity, but their proposals have yet to be assigned to a committee for a hearing. State law currently bans discrimination based on race, color, religion, national origin, ancestry, sex, and disability. Proposals to ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity have failed in the Missouri legislature in the past. State Representative Greg Razor sponsored the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act. He says he's frustrated by the lack of progress. Opponents say they don't support discrimination, but they believe businesses should be able to create their own policies. A political action committee supporting Republican Missouri Governor Mike Parson's re-election bid is adapting its TV ads for rural and urban markets, leaving President Donald Trump, who has endorsed Parson, out of the spots aimed at city viewers. The Kansas City Star reports Uniting Missouri PAC has been running TV ads across Missouri in recent weeks to promote Parsons' conservative credentials. In rural areas, the spots include mention of the governor's fondness of Trump. In the more liberal-leaning Kansas City, the spots don't mention Trump. As coronavirus continues to spread, MU is canceling spring and summer study abroad programs to Italy. Provost Lotha Ramchan announced the news in an email late Friday to campus deans and chairs. University spokesperson Christian Basie says MU currently has 23 students in Italy. MU's decision follows the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changing Italy's travel warning status to level 3, or avoid all essential travel, according to the Columbia Missourian. For 5 years, Italy has been the top study abroad destination for MU students. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News Columbia.